We all have stories to tell, but we often forget to have the conversations to pass them on. We're too busy, too distracted, too occupied. Our stories only live if we tell them. This is Northern Michigan Voices. I'm Hannah Moran. In July of 2014, StoryCorps, a national nonprofit organization that travels the country, came to Marquette and recorded conversations between families, friends, and neighbors, then submitted them to the Library of Congress for preservation. StoryCorps says, listening is an act of love. Telling these stories is also an act of love. We hope you enjoy the voices of our community and the stories they tell. Today, Public Radio 90 presents a story from Howard Nicholson, who talks about how he developed a love for pies.
I was born and raised on a small farm in East Central Indiana. And one of the very earliest memories I have of being a small child was sitting in the kitchen on a stool watching my mother cook. And pies were very often what I was watching her make. Those pies came to, at the time, it was like, well, that's what mom does. That she works a lot of hours away from home. She comes home dead tired, although I didn't realize she was dead tired then, whine and cry, and suddenly there's something wonderful to eat, including pies. And those pies, obviously I liked them as a kid, a teenager. And as a young adult, there was always this returning into me. It's like something that made me feel good was a pie.
So when did you actually learn to make them?
I was thinking about that the other day. I think I was 12. And Dad went out in the fields for the day. I was left at home, which wasn't all that unusual. Mom went to work. I went out with Dad for a while until I got tired of messing around there, and then I came back to the house, and I assume I got hungry, and it was the summer, and there wasn't anything I really wanted from the refrigerator, and suddenly it was this, oh, well, I'll just make a pie. So I went out. There were some raspberries that were ripe in the garden. I went and picked raspberries. I baked a pie. And by the time Mom and Dad came home, it was sitting on the counter. And we had pie that evening as part of the meal.
What's the best pie you ever had?
I don't know. I guess I'd have to fall back to my aunt. Who's now gone, that I baked pies for. And she loved to have me come and visit her when she was in her 80s and 90s. And I would stay sometimes for weeks in the summer, and I lived in Alabama then, and I would return to Indiana, and I'd stay with her, and I would bake pies for her. She could still live by herself, but in the kitchen it was getting a little difficult for her, so she just turned the kitchen over to me. So every couple days, I'd make a pie, and I'd say, well, Aunt LaFrieda, how's a pie? And she'd say, I have never met a pie I did not love. So I guess when it comes to really good homemade fruit pies, I have never met one that I didn't love. I don't think I've ever made a pie that I didn't see my mother in it. And increasingly my aunt, since she's been gone, you know, her comments about my pies, that every time I create a pie, that it's like they're with me in a very, very special, loving, caring way. Which I guess is why I called and said, I'd like to talk about pies.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by WNMU-FM and the Northern Michigan University Advanced Audio Production Class. Today's program was edited by Chris Jandro. For Public Radio 90, I'm Hannah Moran.